Welcome to Thought Crimes, everybody. This is your man, Prince Solo, in the building here with...
Sincere Ignorance.
Absolutely. We got a wonderful guest in the building. The homie over there at Nerd Soul. We've been telling you all about his merchandise, his products. And now we have him here, and he can go ahead and explain himself and say, you know, some of the things you like. We're just going to have to chop it up with him. What's up, man?
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up, y'all? Holding it down. It's good to be chilling with y'all here at Thought Crimes, man. Thanks for inviting me. If you guys don't know what Nerd Soul is, hopefully by the end of this, you will. But just imagine Star Trek and Wu-Tang or Stevie Wonder and Spider-Man. We're going to mash it all up together and have a good time.
Ooh, that was nice. You saw that? That was nice, man. That was nice. You said Star Trek and Wu-Tang. I come in peace. Yeah, throw up your W.
that's how I came up, man. I came up, loving, you know, sci-fi movies or, you know, comic books, but I also love, you know, like EPMD or, you know, I love Tribe Called Quest. And it's like, you know, that's just how I came up. I enjoy both of those. And it kind of ended up forming, I guess, my psyche or my character or my outlook on life, how it is right now.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing. And the fact that she was able to blend all of those elements together and your delivery as far as your media is smooth. So I love the pitch, you know, sending out. We're big fans of it. Also, we saw you chopping up with the homeboy Chuck Collins that does Bounce as well.
Yeah, and also Concrete Park.
Yeah, man. Those some dope individuals, man. Tony and Chuck, two talented artists. And I like the fact that you put those brothers on, at least spotlight them and say, hey, this is what we are doing on the side. But you know what, man? Go ahead and explain, you know, in detail, how did you come into the product of Nerd Soul, the creation of Nerd Soul?
The reason I initially started Nerd Soul was I was watching a lot of, online commentary, online movie punditry, a lot of video game breakdowns, or well, maybe not as much video game breakdowns, but definitely comic book breakdowns, stuff like that. And I definitely noticed the lack of people that look like me. And I would complain, maybe like your mom or dad would complain to the TV, like at the news or something, and be like, you know, why is Congress doing this or whatever? I would be doing the same thing, but I would be doing it to people that were like talking about film, talking about comic book movies, talking about comic books in general and stuff like that. And, you know, regular geek pop culture topics. And I remember there being a moment where there was a show where they kind of put their hands out to the fans and was like, hey, if you have someone that you want to be on this show, let us know, tweet at us, and we'll get in contact with them and everything like that. And I have a friend of mine who is a writer, he's like won a Glyph Award, he's done, you know, wrote in TV and comics, like the brother is dope. And I ended up contacting them. And I even saw them at WonderCon. And I was like, hey, you're here. The guy that I told you about is here. You guys should really get together because you have a show that he would do, you know, he would do amazingly well on. You should definitely have this guy. But that guy was, of course, a young black man. And this show was overwhelmingly, I don't even know if I say overwhelmingly. It was just a white show. And I mean, it's cool to have a white show. I'm just saying, if you have a white show, don't pretend like it's not a white show. So, after that, and finding out that they were never ever going to at least work hard at trying to bring people of color in, I figured stop complaining about it and start making it. So I have a background already in like creative services. So, you know, graphic design, web design, shooting behind the scenes, music videos, stuff like that. So I was like, hey, I know how to do this stuff. So instead of complaining about it every single day ad nauseum, why don't I start making it and, you know, put my money where my mouth is? And the year and some change later, here we are.
That's what I like. You said, I'm going to go out here and stop this crying online, stop these trail of tears, these black trail of tears. I'm going to go out here and make something
and
happen.
Proactive. No, that's the type of thing that we definitely like to hear, you know, when we take agency. And you know what? If someone else isn't providing us an opportunity, we create one for ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you have the opportunity now. It's much easier to bridge this space, you know, just to say, all right, you look for something that's missing in the market and you went out there, right? You say you saw what it was, and they tried to act like that's not what it was, and you said, look, I'm telling you what it is, and then you said, I'm gonna make it do what it do, and I like that, and that's the more positive aspect of what it means to be on, let's say, in the black space of the internet, is to become a content creator as well. So one thing I do like about that is that you take your time and you focus that. And as Sin and I, we were saying, the energy from your show at the end of your videos, you always have a very positive attitude, which is something, because you know how bad it can get on social media for some of us, just in general, and some of the things that have been flown down a lot of our timelines. But the fact that you can leave your video and you have a very positive mentality, what is the source of that?
Well, I guess I've always been a generally positive guy. I'm also a PK, so a preacher's kid for people that don't know what PK is. But I've always just generally been a positive guy. Like, have I had issues in the past? Yes. Have I had disagreements or arguments, fights, whatever? Yes. But I generally try to, you know, stay cool. And that's why at the end of my videos, I'm like, hey, be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because if we can start with ourselves, then, you know, maybe it'll be a little more relaxing. I'm not saying that you have to, you know, change the world, you know, by yourself, but if we're all, you know, reel it in a little bit, and just especially when it comes to, you know, just pop culture, like, enjoy it, you know, celebrate it. I do see a lot of people online that are generally angry about these properties. And if you want to, I could definitely see tons of stuff to get angry about. I agree.
Yes.
There's definitely tons of stuff to get angry about. But my question is, why, when we have so much stuff to love? Back in, say, 97, I could agree with this mentality, but now, change the channel. Because this, if you don't like what FX is providing you, go to AMC. If you don't like what AMC is providing you, go to, you know, Fox, ABC, NBC. There's so many. Netflix, go to Amazon. There's so many outlets right now providing quality content for genre entertainment, you know, whether it be sci-fi, sci-fi fantasy, sci-fi action, horror. You know, there's so much stuff to love. Why focus your time on the one or two shows that you hate? I just never understood that. And I was like, yo, I'm gonna make my channel about celebrating stuff. And I remember I told a guy yesterday online that was surprised, but he wanted me to review his book. And I was like, cool, you know, it's fine. And he was like, I want you to be honest, you know, just be straight with me. And I was like, well, I'll review the book. If I hate the book, I'm not going to review it, because my channel isn't about trashing things. Like, that's not what I'm about. If I don't like the book, I just don't review it. Why am I going to spend my time on something I don't like? You know, like, I guess I'll align this with something like food. Imagine going to a restaurant and only ordering food that you don't like, just so you can hate on it.
Yeah,
exactly. Just so you can send it back. Just so you can complain about it. I never understood that, man. I still don't get it. And I mean, the people that want to complain, I mean, hey, don't, you know, complain. I ain't gonna stop you, but it's just not gonna happen on my channel.
So, yeah. So, well, no, that's a good point. You know, that's very good point about that, because I mean, it's like when we were speaking with the likes of Doggy Diamonds, and even we was talking with Ashley A. Woods. Shouts out to you as well. You were familiar with her work.
Oh, yeah. She's very cool.
Yeah, very dope. And also when we was talking to the likes of Jason Reeve, the reason why we like to bring people such as yourself, and we like to connect off the scenes as well with you all, what we're highlighting is the fact that there's alternatives to a lot of things. Sometimes we get stuck in that rut, and it's like some of those old tales during the medieval period where they had the slave, you know, or the peasants moving around the moat in the castle, around the castle, and they kept digging and digging and digging because they've been walking in that circle so long. Some of us get like that. Some people get like that. The problem is, though, what we found out, there's a common theme here, is that the people want these things from the people they want it from. So they want to antagonize, you know, as you brought up FX, they want to antagonize AMC and Stars and Encore, that we want diversity and all that. But then you have independent providers such as yourself, again with Ashley Woods, even what we saw with Felipe as well, and Chuck Collins with Bounce, who's working on an animated series as well, what we was talking about with Teflon Funk. It's two things there.
Daryl.
I'm super excited about that, man.
Yes.
And I'm going to be covering Children of Ether and Teflon Funk in like probably tomorrow or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, those things are very exciting for me.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting. And the thing is that, you know, it's once that information is provided, what we've seen, once we've shown them, let's say when you showcase somebody like Felipe Smith, right? The people like, people
been putting them for years.
Yeah, and there's people that's like, oh man, I didn't know about this. I'm going over there right now, right? Then you have some other people that say, man, when y'all gonna get to Drake? You know, so you have that audience. So some people genuinely just like the act of complaining, but they like to complain to those people at Sin State outside of that black agency that are actually black independent content creators. They like to go over there and harass Warner Brothers and things like that. And you can make your own way with supporting these independent artists.
Now, I will say this. In addition to supporting the independent artists, yes, there is a leg to stand on for harassing Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is not as much energy as, you know, this is like, you guys are putting 90% of your energy into like tweeting at Warner Brothers when you can like shift it, like put 10% of energy into, you know, hating on Warner Brothers for doing whatever they did, and then put 90% into finding new content,
exactly.
You know, like, when I was coming up, like, and this is kind of how I do my comic book stuff or how I do my reviews. I try to find stuff that I like, or maybe something that's new, or maybe something people don't know about. And it's similar to, and this might be taking it back for some listeners, but DJ Clue back in the day. DJ Clue was never an amazing DJ. My favorite DJ is DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Facts.
Then DJ Scratch after
yes.
that. That's it. But but DJ Clue would always have these songs that you'd be like, you wouldn't hear it on the radio for like 2-3 years, but Clue would have it.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, you know what? Let me go and find people that it's like, yo, they're doing their thing, they're holding it down, they're grinding, they're indie creators. And when I say indie creators, this is no diss to say IDW or Dark Horse, but what I mean by indie creators is like, this dude maxed out his credit card to make this comic book. that's what I mean by indie creators. Like, this guy had to borrow money from his friends and his mom and his uncle to pay for these colorists to get this comic book done. Like, those are indie creators. Like, the guys that are really putting their sweat into it and, you know, on their last dollar trying to get this stuff out because it's a story that they truly believe needs to be told. And that's why I held it down for like Concrete Park or like Bounce or Marcel Dupree stuff or like any work that I find I'm like, hey, this is cool. If they're, you know, like Jessica DeWitt is doing some Sinistra, she's like, you know, kind of like releasing her second issue now, and like I see these people working so hard, and I feel like hard work like this does need to be, you know, rewarded or like shine a light on it, because it, you know, you feel bad when you work so hard and then nothing comes of it. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. Well, yeah, that is something.
Like nobody's listening.
Yeah, no, that is something. You're right about that. Here's the thing that's interesting. What I noticed with so far in the last 7 years, I would think, I tell you last 7 years, it's definitely kicked up in like the last 3 years. All right, let's say we have, you know, the likes of NBC, ABC, CBS, you know, any of the alphabet boys, the big networks, right? yeah, right. That's what they act like. But anyway, so what I found is what is interesting is that when we look internally and then we uplift these black content creators or what has been taking place with Afrofuturism for a long time, right? And now you see Hollywood is beginning to crack on it, right? Because, you know, there was like, because what they're going to do, they're going to try to get in front of the metrics, the numbers and the trend, or they're going to try to ride the wave. So now you saw Marvel, they was like, all right, well, let's just make sure we're going to do Black Panther, and we're gonna do this one completely right, like we got, you know, lucky with Blade, that kind of kicked off a little trend, but they said now we want to see we're just gonna throw it all in the bucket here, right? But that's a byproduct of the energy that has been collectivizing for over several years and into some cases decades. Yeah. And then what we're seeing with, you know, millennials and Gen Xers, you know, coming in and they're creating original content and then they're buying it as well. There's a lot of these artists and animators and directors and screenwriters and theatrically trained actors and thespians and things like that, that they're actually eating. There's an economy, there's an industry. So it's like now you see Hollywood, they're trying to like Harlem Shake in front of everything. So
yeah, or even look at the work that, you know, Milestone did.
Yeah. Yeah, Milestone Comics. Yeah, one of the progenitors there at that beginning, which they need their story told as well. It'll be interesting to see if we can get like a
biopic
on that type of stuff. So that's why I'm saying we can, you know, we can make sure we curtail a lot of things in the correct manner. That's why we enjoy what you're doing there when you're shooting out the information on our end. And we've been noticing other people doing the same thing. So it's like it's no more, and you have to still give thanks to those guys like Robert Townsend, who is one of my favorite directors, but it's no more the situations where it's like media man and stuff.
At the beginning,
yeah.
Well, not at the beginning, but
yeah.
At the beginning of like anyone who's say between, let's say 28 and 35,
yeah,
like that age range, like Robert Townsend was there. He was one of the guys, Tim Reed, like those guys were like creating a lot of content for like just black entertainment. Like, and I was in a conversation talking about just in the 90s, how much black content that we had. We had a lot of black family shows, and there's a definite wasteland when you come to like black family shows now, because there's not as many as there used to be, and the ones that are not on network. Yes. And they're not celebrated as much. But we used to have like tons of black shows.
Oh yes.
And now, and I think it was because of guys like Robert Townsend, like Tim Reed, like those guys that were like pushing it forward. Mm-hmm. Even regardless of how you feel about them, Bill Cosby.
Yes.
You know, put a lot of money in a lot of people's pockets. And I'm not gonna go any further off of that. I'm gonna just leave that alone.
I'm gonna just leave that alone.
because ain't nobody giving none of that money back. Yeah. Ain't nobody giving none of those products that they bought with that money back. Mm-hmm. We're just gonna leave that right there.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see both sides. Like what you're saying is, you know, you got all these people finally, I guess, taking notice. And with that, I think it's time for a lot of creators. If you're making Afrofuturistic content, now is your time.
Yes.
Like, you better strike now, like on a business tip. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about the business side, but hey, Afrofuturism has always been cool. It's just that the culture at a mass, or society in mass, did not know about it. Mm-hmm. So now that they do, it's time to push your project, push your art, push your short story, push your short film, whatever, try to push it around, because now it's showing that, hey, these people are interested. Now, on the side of Marvel was just smart. And this goes to what I was talking about, greed being good, you know, like in the movies, like greed is good. Well, greed is bad a lot, but sometimes greed can be good.
Yes.
Because they want, you know, Marvel just wants to make money. And they realize that this director with these actors equals money. So they're really just trying to make money. But in this case, black people's, need for what they want on screen is aligning with their greed right now, which is a good thing. Because when you see that whole cast of Black Panther and Hall H, that's a beautiful thing, man. Like, I've never seen, and that's only because, you know, Marvel is, like you said, they're starting to like, okay, well, let's go this route, or let's figure this out, or let's, you know, put some light on this. And it's not because, you know, their hearts are so big or something like that. And not to diss them, but I mean, if their hearts were so big, back when Louis Desposito was saying that you can't make Black Panther because it's not a real place, when they were making Thor. No, matter of fact, let's not say when they were making Thor. Anything made after Avatar and The Matrix, I don't want to hear about how it's a fake place and you can't make it. But,
No, you're right about that.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you're right about that. Absolutely. And that has to be clarified, because What we did like, you know, two little videos on it, and we was illustrating, you know, yes, you have the opportunity to go see a film like Black Panther, but do not only be caught up in the aspect of a large corporation such as Marvel and Disney's joint venture behind Black Panther, but also support these other artists. On the flip side, the people that are complaining, like, oh, you know, white men exploiting us again. Well, it's like, well, are you supporting those independent content creators that are putting out their own things? Are you, you know, are you purchasing the Octavia Butler's books and things like that? Like, what are you doing to counter your complaint? Or is it just, you know, you're throwing rocks at a giant? So, yeah, it's
clearly throwing rocks at a giant. It's just like the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's every people going to be mad at this. Every crow thinks he's the blackest, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, right.
It's like, come on, man. Right. Like, yes, you could say this is a black, you know, this is a white company bringing us a black thing. So I don't want to support it. But how many white things that do you own in your home? Like, is your laptop made by a black company? Is your home, TV made by a black company? Mm-hmm. Your headphones, your shoes, your drawers? Like, how far are we going to take this? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to just draw it at the line where it makes you feel good online?
Oh, they just do it when it makes them feel good online.
Yeah, that's what we get. That's what I'm seeing. And that's why I'm saying, like, for me, it's just casting stones, because there's nothing that comes out of it. It's just, I have a mouth, I have an opinion, I'm going to say what I feel. And a lot of times people like to just be arbitrary. A lot of times when they see adulation for particular projects. Now, some things are like, I'm like, planking, that was stupid, but I'm not being a part of that, right? But then you had the situation where once the trailer dropped, like, immediately we saw all of these angry people online.
Minority of angry people.
Yeah, but they... minority with a very good amount of influence if it keeps trending long enough.
They're a very loud minority.
Yes, they are.
It's weird.
And a second thing I would like to add too, like, any black person, you better have 70% at the very least of everything in your house owned or created by a black person. If not, shut the fuck up.
I live in a white man's world. I can't do that.
Don't
just focus on entertainment.
Then if that's the case, then let this movie ride. Yeah. Because this is, like I said, of course, it's not like Marvel is, you know, some kind of like, it's not, Marvel isn't St. Jude or something, you know, they're not the March of Dimes.
No.
But it's, you know, but in this case, they realize, yo, this is a good movie. Mm. Let's put it in the hands, because this could have been like a complete white production. Like, it could have just been like black people on screen and like white people writing and all that. But they were like, yo, let's go get a black director. Let's go.
All Eyes on Me was.
We already know that Ava's been kind of like semi-consulting on some stuff and some scenes. So it's like, they're smart enough to say, hey,
right,
this is Black Panther. We don't know what it's like to be black, but let's give it to black people that know what it is to be black and just let them make it. You got to give them props for that. You know what I'm saying? Because there are a lot of productions out there. There's channels out there, like television channels out there, that are supposed to be black and they're run by white people.
Yeah.
So there's radio networks out there that are supposed to be black and are run by white people. So the cool thing is, at least they were smart enough to be like, hey, you know what? We don't need to be like directing this. We don't need to be writing this. We don't need to. Why don't we just hire the people that are already dope and let them do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
they have
you got to give them some props for that. You know what I'm saying? Well, and then if you're angry about it, instead of using that anger to hate on people for liking it or hate on Marvel, why not take that energy and say, hey guys, y'all like the Black Panther trailer? You should definitely read this. Mm-hmm. Or you should see this. Or they got a lot of that from this. You should check this out too. There's a difference in the energy and the tone of how you know, if you want to approach something like that. And it doesn't have to be so combative all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes for a lot of these people, because it's like, you have some of these people that are actually doing this angry march. A lot of them, some of them are content creators that they never, they never move beyond, let's say, you know, what their job or their fear allowed them to. Right. So a lot of times, whether it is you know, what's going on with Black Panther. You know, and you know, we broke it down. We illustrated, like, as you stated as well, look, this is not a civil rights movement. All right. This is there is no Martin Luther King marching out. You know, the head of the PR campaign was not Malcolm X. It works for Marvel right now. It does. It just works for Marvel right now. You know, yeah. And yes.
Well, the black cast is getting all that money. And, you know, director Ryan Coogler said he want to make a Mansa Musso film. So
works out. It works. And he has, you know, all of those talented black actors and actresses, so it's a good look.
Yeah, maybe somebody would use that money to create a network or a streaming platform that's black owned.
Well, a lot of those people, you are supporting black business, because a lot of those black people do have their own businesses that they take whatever revenue they're able to generate and they'll move off into their side projects, which is why I think we shouldn't have this so black and white, left, right, wrong look of The world doesn't work that way. Nothing is clear as night and day. Everything is variations of gray and things like that. Yep. So when you look at this situation,
there's almost 50 shades of gray.
That's funny, man. Yeah, we brought that up. But yeah, but it's crazy. And so what they wanted to do, and you got to remember, there have been talks about Black Panther for a long time. I remember since I was like a kid. So they wanted to nail this one right. And also, again, because of a business interest, Marvel wants to make sure, at least let this be the beginning of a possible trilogy if it does well. So let's do it right.
And I want to let anybody out there know to not get a misunderstanding. We're not hitting on anyone who wants there to be black ownership. Black ownership is very important, and those percentages do need to go up.
Yes.
All we're saying is don't be a hypocrite and only lash out on people in the entertainment when everything in your home is mostly owned by a white corporation. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, you better be
made in China or something like that.
Yeah, or made in China.
Better be like the president of Zimbabwe. You cannot even have white lamps. All white lamps are illegal.
Mugabe. All right, cool. Can we go down a business route real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Really quick, for all of you, any black businesses that are out there that are in the geek space, in the pop culture space, and you're in this for the long haul, you should be using Black Panther and projects like that as an open door to segue to your content. If you're not, you should. And here's why. Because there's so many people that were not, you know, not into Afrofuturism, that weren't into black people in sci-fi, that weren't into seeing Africa in such a positive light. Now is your time to kind of position yourself in that open door to promote maybe your black comic book event, maybe your black comic book conference, maybe your black comic book, maybe your black book, maybe whatever it is. This is your time to really strike, because I do see a lot of people that seem to be sitting back and not really attacking this. And you guys should definitely, and not saying, it's not to say to take advantage of it, but if this is something that's hot right now, you need to like double and triple and quadruple down on your strengths.
Hustle.
And if you know people are interested in this, if you run a black comic book convention that happens anytime after after February next year, you need to be at some AMC, at some Regal Cinema, at some something, handing out, you know, I don't know, maybe like 10% off tickets to your Black People Con or whatever. I'm just making that up because
Black
I don't
People
want to name
Con.
My actual con.
Black People Con.
I'm just saying that because I don't want to name an actual con. But, you know, if you're a convention, you should be out there doing that. If you're a creator, find a place, talk to the owner. Maybe you might not have to pay. Maybe you may have to pay. But go out there and spend all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday doing sketches of Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? Do something outside of the box to create an opportunity for yourself to ride the wave that Marvel has now opened the door for. Don't sit back and let this pass you by.
Exactly.
That's my business thing. See? 2 seconds. Guys, please use this as an opportunity to promote your projects, especially if it's something that is black and sci-fi. As you can see, people are going crazy over Black Panther. It's no reason why you shouldn't be like, hey, this is a possibility for me to shine a light on my project in some type of unique way. Instead of just handing people CDs on Hollywood Boulevard. Now,
my mixtape, bro. My mixtape, volume 12, bro. You gonna get the this?
Have a Black Panther mixtape.
Yo, bro, this gonna be the heat. They're gonna be the heat right here.
Oh, and also fashion people. All my fashion people out there, I see a lot of young ladies that are completely unique with like making these dresses and stuff. It might not hurt to crank out one or two, maybe three, you know, dashiki dresses or something. This is Black Panther thing. Look, I'm just trying to help you out.
Yeah.
Y'all might want to crank, you know, maybe one or two dresses. Get a dashiki dress. I've seen a couple online. They look fly. You know what I'm saying? Make one, you know, but start promoting that joint online. Ride that hashtag. Be like, Black Panther so lit that he had the Dora Milaje rock this or something like that. And then, look, man, y'all bet the door is open.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be big. It is going to be big. And I remember I saw recently an interview with Stan Lee. He was like, well, I hope it will. I was like, ah, come on. You know damn well this is going to be one of the biggest films they have. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. Yo, man, tell the people, how can they reach out to you? And what other projects do you may have lined up for the coming season?
Okay, well, you can find me online at That Nerd Soul. So that's THATNERDSOUL. Also, I run One Youngster, which is ONEYOUNGSTA. And that's on Twitter as well. As far as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, I am very active pretty much daily. On my YouTube channel, you can hit up, just Nerd Soul pretty much. Just search Nerd Soul on YouTube.
Yes.
It's easy to find. NERDSOUL, you'll find me. I'll be in the picture smiling, sort of, or like with my mouth open. I don't know, but I'm in the picture. You'll be able to see me.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as projects that I have coming, I've been running down the whole Ghostbusters line. I'm going to be getting into the Soul comic book from Carbon Age Comics. Let's see, I have Eats with Geeks, which is coming up with kind of like cooking tutorials.
Oh, I like that.
Just me and Dainty Delights, we're making up and creating some content. That's fun. And just daily content, chilling.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's pretty much it, man. Like, just go outside, read a comic book, and listen to some Tribe Called Quest.
There you go. You see what you just did right there? That's the spirit of Nerd Soul right there. Right what you said. Also, brother, man, happy birthday as well.
Yes, happy birthday, Nerd Soul.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So y'all can go ahead. I'm sure they're going to shout you out in the comment section. Anyway, folks, yes, get over there to my man, Paige Nerd Soul. He is a Thought Crime affiliate. We always enjoy his content.
Subscribe.
We always keep pushing it, man, because as we said, you know, he's a brother with a beautiful soul. He just out here making it happen.
Word up.
All right. This is your man, Prince Solo.
And this your girl, Sincere.
Peace.
I saw the check, nigga.
Huh? Blast.